Here it is. Yep. That's a lovely feeling, isn't it? Big, healthy, strong crop.
Oh, it is. I love the way it is. Because it grows so... a fortnight ago, because it would have been a fortnight ago before we got that warm weather, it was the highest plants were between here, you can see. And down through over there, it's not my head. But you know,
what's it got, another month of growing?
Yeah, probably won't grow a lot higher. I mean, we've got plants that are up above our head, but seeing that it's flowering, starting to set seed, probably won't grow a lot higher. We'll probably be looking at harvest. It's a bit hard to predict, depending on the weather, but probably about mid-March this year, a little bit later possibly than normal. We're harvesting for seed, which will then be pressed. It's currently being pressed in Victoria for Hemp Australia, and that will be pressed for oil, which is used for cosmetics and industrial uses with lower value.
Yeah. So it really is that value-added end of things that you're missing out on at the moment.
Oh, it is, and particularly when this should be the last hurdle, but obviously what's been stated that's come out of from the politicians is the issue of using hemp leaf images and advertising, that perhaps they should prohibit that because it might send the wrong message. I think the general public are better educated. It's used worldwide, so I don't see that as an issue. They talk about issues of drug testing in the workplace. That's not an issue. There's no THC in our product, in what we grow, so that is not an issue. It's addressed in the workplace now with drug testing. Also about whether hull or hulled seed is available or what have you. This was addressed in the Fazan's report. They seem to be going round in circles and bringing up issues that have already been discussed. It's all in the report.
The Industrial Hemp Association, you've had meetings, have you, or have you, with Barnaby Joyce?
We haven't had direct meetings with Barnaby Joyce as a whole of industry nationwide, but there have been discussions with the relative politicians, particularly with the likes of Senator Richard Colbeck. But it's getting that message through. One of the things that's really concerning us too is they've delayed the meeting another month to consider these issues. This seems to be a complete delaying tactic. It's now been taken out until June. So if we're not careful, we're going to go through the whole process again and nothing will be in place or change before the next growing season. This is totally unacceptable. We want a decision and it's time. The facts are all out there. All the information is there in Australia and worldwide. We want a decision, yes or no, now.
So what's your next move?
Well, our next move is that we're planning on writing to the Primary Industry Minister, Barnaby Joyce, and Senator Richard Colbeck from our organisation to put our point across. No doubt they'll also get correspondence from elsewhere in Australia. We are also looking at wanting to get a commitment from the three parties in Tasmania that they follow through from the recommendations that came out of the House of Assembly inquiry into Tasmanian industrial hemp industry. And one of the key points was support for the removal of the ban of the use of low THC hemp in food. Now, we hope and we want a commitment from all three parties that they are going to follow through on this and they're not going to be dilly-dallying around and going through a whole long procedure in making that happen.
Phil Rudy, you've been at this for, could it be a decade now?
Well, it must be getting close, but I think it's 9 years.
Having had all of these meetings and reviews and reports and interactions with the politicians, what makes it so difficult for the politicians to act?
I'm not too sure on that. I think probably one of the problems behind it is not just... We've had positive, particularly in the state, positive response from all the politicians involved, fully supporting what we're trying to do, but it seems to be a breakdown in communication or the will to have the bureaucrats sort the problems out and the regulations behind the scenes. You know, we had a federal election that held things up. Nobody wanted to make a decision to see what the outcome was from that. Now we're in the situation where we've got a state election coming up, so We're working very hard, and I must admit that the Department of Primary Industry has been very supportive with us, and we've been working through with them and the other government departments to make sure that we've got a working group set up involving industry and government to make the best decisions and push our industry forward so that we can look at not just the growing of the crop but also the downstream processing and the regulations and everything governing that so that we can get things moving in a positive way forward.